On University of Missouri Week, we need a better way to determine which students need mental health screenings. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Melissa Maris, researcher in the College of Education at the University of Missouri, delves into a possible solution.
Many educators, counselors, and social workers are working to improve practices to identify children who need mental health supports through risk assessments such as mental health screenings. In our study, we found a high degree of variance between teacher reports when using these screenings. Creating a more holistic view of a student's behavior may be key to identifying more children who need support. For many children, one risk assessment completed by a single teacher on any given day may not provide enough insight as to whether a child needs additional mental health supports. But if we can get input from several different sources, such as teachers, counselors, parents, and other adults involved in the child's life, we may have a better understanding of their overall needs. Building the capacity of school mental health programs and investigating the accuracy of screening processes is crucial because many states depend heavily on schools to meet the mental health needs of students. Data from three different risk assessments were collected from three samples of elementary schools in different states. We found as much as 20% of the variance in universal risk assessments is due to teacher and classroom factors rather than student-level differences. Teacher factors include possible biases. Classroom factors include how students are grouped in classrooms and the number of students with greater academic, behavioral, and social-emotional needs. More research on best practices for identifying children with mental health needs must be done. While it's important to look further into what teacher and classroom factors are causing these discrepancies, it's equally as valuable to devote time to honing ways of identifying youth in need. Strengthening school mental health programs to be as effective and efficient as possible increases the likelihood that young people will get the additional mental health supports they need to be successful.
That was Melissa Maris of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.